for Shechach Mari.
Yom Tov.
Holy by celebration in Aleph.
This year is dedicated to
the city of doing Lacha on Erev Shabbos. We have a Raisa and Sochem and a Nun on the base. The Raisa rings down. Lach Lacha of Arvar Shabbos is from Tavim, the Minchol of Maila, and the Eastern Brach La'ilam. The Raisa is very clear that you should not do from Minchol onwards Lacha on Shabbos or on Yontif. The reason behind the Isser, the Dachamoshe being Yontif and the Azirua, so you should have time on Erev Shabbos to Mechabit Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos. Those are the words of Be'alach and Sefalev. And speaks out the grounds and the Kavachayim. Let's say everything's done already. Maybe then it can work. He said, no, Chum will not Mechabit and Gzeiro. And therefore, even things that are done already, still the Lacha, you cannot do Mechabit on Erev Shabbos. A little bit of a different Lacha by the other Rishonim, the Shmuel Eleke, said, I'll just get covered Shabbos by Lavosh. The same you saw, you have to appear for Shabbos. The first question is, it says, "Min Mincha l'maylo." What is this man of Mincha? So you saw the Beisayisha brings down the shadow of what exactly the Gersa of Rashi is, where the Bacham stands Rashi is Mincha g'doylo, where the Tazan stands Rashi is Mincha k'tano. Why so among the Paiskim, the Rishonim, come on the Torah, and he says the Lacha is Mincha g'doylo. That means basically a half hour after Chatzos. The other Rishonim bring down that way, Tashvat, Mordechai, Atal HaShani, look in the Ritva on the Sugya. Ritva speaks out, it means the case of Mincha Ketano, which is 2.5 hours before nighttime. That's other Rishonim being now that way. Some of the Rishonim, as far as I see, it's 7:7. That's pretty much a Machlokes HaShofel. Lacha Maisa, the Mechav brings down Yesh V'Yesh. This way and that way. For those Maisa who are Machma Mincha G'daylo, the Vosh, and the Bach, or the Shabbos, or Eid. Atal HaShani, Roi Rachoyim, come along the Paskin Lekulo. On the page, we have the Taz, the Magargom, afterwards the Eli Rabo, the Shulchan Shleima, the Graz, the Kit, or for Shulchan. And the Mishmur says, V'Sonich HaMakilim Loi Hifsid. The word coming Loi Hifsid is the words of the Graz, Loi Hifsid HaBracha. You might think, anyway, it's saying Bracha. Loi Hifsid means, don't worry, you're not going to lose out the Bracha there. If the Malachim come along and say, the Gedur is Mincha Kitano. Now the Mishmur's words are, it's called Negimel, it's Shos Manias. That means, practically, today, Alok Tenerus is 7. Shkia is 7:40. Mincha Ketana depends if you go to the Goyin, go to the Graz, the Magadron. It's either 4:40 or 5:22. Go to the earliest man, it's 4:40. Mincha Ketana is from 4:40 and onwards, is when you should stop working over here. Now, we have this halacha over here, anyway, Simon Bracha. Where's the Gemara of the Braisa? The question is, the second question, is does that mean there's an Isser Mamish? Which just means it's not a good Eitzah, because you cannot conceive Simon Bracha, not Kedai. So you look in the Rivosh, or Rishon, is very clear. He said there is no Isser. It's just advising you what to go do. The Tazbos and the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzlach and the Sugyo, they come up and say there is no Isser. Asad HaShani, other Rishonim, or Chaim, the Kolboi, they speak out clearly there is an Isser. And therefore, the Chok Yaakov, the Pirugonim, the Graz, or Chashulchan, they say there is an Isser. The way the Mishmur goes, it's not that clear. His words are, Yeis Lezor Ma'id, could come a place, can hold the Maisel, the Isser. He calls it a Chashash. Like in between, maybe yeah, maybe no. We should be choishes for all the prophets. Definitely get a bit iser. The mishmurah, the bialacha. I don't see any clear mahalach. We have two sides over here. The ma'aser, what is pshat anyway? Sim bracha. The mishmurah brings down a pile of grass. Even if you make money, you maviach. You made money today, but you have some mock macher. You end up losing another place. Grass place of Shabbos. That means betzem you make money. It's not worth it. You end up losing it. And let's say you live in the sugya and you've been working the past couple of weeks for what to go do with it. The Yavi Eitzer gives you an Eitzer, go do mitzvahs with it. Mitzvah lav hanis denu, go buy svarim, go buy tefillin show ben etam, do some mitzvahs with it, and therefore you won't have any of this idea of losing it somewhere else because you already spent it on the mitzvah. Once again, we went through two things, number one, which mincha, make lo hifsid mincha ketano, and number two is, anyway, say bracha, b'chol yisrael, Eitzer, no Eitzer. The gate to the klom and gedorim, you'll lose somewhere else. Whatever money you gain here, any place you buy a vehicle here, end up losing somewhere else. Any place you made money over here, you lose somewhere else. Now, as far as I see on the page, how to apply this halacha l'maisa, feed the mishmur, there seem to be 7 pratim uklal u'gedarim, how to apply this halacha over here. I mean, number one, the Magavam Sikon, hey, he put on the bialacha. What is the gedar malacha? He says the malacha is the chol pachas, more kal the malacha of chol made. That means even though they get a chalamoid of Ovid is mutter, tzarech rabim is mutter, tzarech refuah is mutter, it's klalim. So here the gedder is what he calls one bialocha, the gedder is chalamoid. Another bialocha he calls it on the gedder of Erev Pesach. It's more kal than chalamoid and Erev Pesach. Whatever you make over there, you can make over here. That's aleph. Second, which will bring down to chalhei from the pan, let's say an oni, and you have to work. You need things for tzarech Shabbos, you have no money over here. Kamal Mishmo says, since you need money for buying from tzarech Shabbos, also chazal did not ask it over here. Number three, let's say a case over here that you think that you're buying or you're doing over here is the Tzarech HaShabbos. So then come along the Paiskim, Chadum Legraz, and the Machalik, when can you do it for money or not? That means if it's Nikr that you're doing it for Shabbos, then even getting paid for it, you're allowed to do it because you're doing it with Tzarech HaShabbos. If it's not Nikr you're doing it for Shabbos, then luckily you have to do a case Bechinam. The fourth thing over here is Pragmatio. Now Pragmatio is a case of business. So first, I thought the simple understanding is basically one's physical labor versus office work, one's white collar labor versus blue collar labor. Maisa, it does not seem to be that way. Consider Bayes, we're coming down a case of ksiva of writing, and Maisa wants to answer it. Let's walk mitzvah or ara or kadoima. Like ksiva is not physical labor. So we see over here the idea of a pragmatia means dafka masa matin, dafka business, buying and selling. That means engaging in commerce. Of a salesperson, of a shopkeeper, a store, that's mutter. Otherwise, things are not the way. It sounds like l'chora, it's also. Dafka brachmatia. Therefore, it's not clear where you draw the line. That means to be a stockbroker buying and selling is mutter. To be a secretary, sounds like it should be not nichol to get a brachmatia. God could be doing kamath, the same idea over here.
What? Like malachas on Shabbos.
Right, so it depends what sfar you're coming from. I mean, the kasha is really, why should brachmatia be any different? Others want to argue. Come on to Eli Rabo, the Yibis, they want to argue. The Gamma Mishmuel Maisa, he's Mekel, or Choshochel, the Graz, never be a Tila Mekel, still no problem, Magarbam, Tesharas, and Mekel. The question is, where's the Lumdis, the sfar, where they're coming from to be Mekel here? And that's when Bialach goes back and forth, but he's been starved with ideas, anyways, in Barachel, to get with the idea of it's only a Chum over here. Therefore, but see, the Taz Sheet, there's no real Is over here. To get the idea of pragmatic, the Maisi is Mekel. I mean, it wasn't that simple to be allowed to be Mekel. Yes, maybe from Chintan and onwards, the Prima Godim. Then the day the Maisi, he is Mekel. Now, the Lam Dishabai gets not that clear. This from over here on the page did not really explain off the page to try to understand. Once what they say over, the only Isser is only doing work, which is buying and selling. So it sells only Dabonon. So buying and selling Maisi is Beseder. However, secretary worker is writing, that's Isser Iso. Then you get involved with it, not that clear. When all the rabbis be mekel, what after pragmatia? Maybe a chazal not good in pragmatia, but actually it's not clear where it came from. But somehow we have a loch of masa matamaisa is a midiki mekel again. She was at siru v'tan shito. There's no real listener. That seems to be how this forming down again. Shmir shabbos at a chas kosher. Why should that be so? What's the lomitz behind it? Fine, but so I'm trying to answer it. That seems to be the midik. A fifth klal over here is, let's say a person was really hard for a job and he learns this halacha. The loche in Chayshim Mishpat, you have to work until close to evening over here. Says the Mishpat, once you've been hurried out, loche, you follow the Kalma, the Pidim Minig, you go to a closer Shabbos. He said, lechatchilo, when you go get the job, you can't do that. But once you've already had the job, the loche is, you work the whole entire day. A sixth cloud here is, there's no doubt, it's not going to be the case of Arai. Some of the Dakim Moshevina, the Ozrua, Maisa Smutter, says the Mishabrua, even the case of the Schar, the Maisa Smutter. What's the case of Arai? Someone comes and says, can you sell me the bottom? Fine, sell the bottom and get paid. You want to read the way that's running down, you want to read a letter from your friend, which they call the emails. Or you want to write an email. Also, the Nechaligit of Arai. You want to water the plants, the Nechaligit of Arai. These are not the case of Shabbat, but the Nechaligit of Arai. Now, how do you define Arai? So the Svam seem to give Bikr one getter. You want to save a job for Friday, that's definitely getter. You're setting up for Friday, that's incorrect. It has to be with a Sharmik or the Chodeshani, the Shmir Shabbat says it has to be there for Mikra, Derech Agav, nothing you plan for, just happen to be there, and not coming to be sit down and do something. Then the Mikra, but Agav happens, which I assume our emails about in the warning plans, nothing you set up for, that means one of the plans once a week, don't do it Friday. Do it Thursday. If you forget or you right, whatever, once in a while, of course, it's not be a problem. That's the micro over here.
This is from the start of the day?
From Mincha Ulmailo.
So Friday in the morning would be okay?
Yeah. a seventh klal over here is that this halacha is saying is also a b'mokim mitzvah, speaking of the Mishnah Berurah, if it need to be done now, it's more of a schar, and we could push it off, then it should not be done on Erev Shabbos, in case of writing this for him, tefillin, a guy needs a tefillin, he's going to America Sunday, you got to finish writing it, even if schar l'maisa is mutter, otherwise it's a problem. That means it comes out to speak out the seven cloth for the Mishnah Berurah, as far as I see. Number one, it's not worse than the case of Chol HaMoed, case of Erev Pesach. Number two, if you need the money, you'll have to do any job. Number three, that if it's a malacha that's the Tzarech Shabbos, if it's Nikola Tzarech Shabbos, you can even get paid for it. Number four, the minigs you make for Pragmatia, a gambling show them why that's so even from Minchan onwards. Number five, you already hired out, Maisa person can't keep working. Number six, Derech Ari, even for the case of Schal Maisa's Mutter. Number seven, Mokka Mitzvah, if it's needed, even Schal Maisa's Mutter. Go through different cases to apply practically. First, person who is a barber. So very clearly, the being not the singer being a barber, first you give a haircut to a guy, and give a haircut to a yid. Give a haircut to a guy, even from Minchul Lamaylo, even outside is a problem. Why are you working for Minchul Lamaylo for the case of a guy? And therefore, come on the Mishmur and says in the Shari and says, for to a guy there is no heter. However, let's say, a less mokum evo kadaimo. Let's say not from said evo. Mashenke, in a case of Tiyasrol, the Chura over here, since it's said Mishmur, the minig is not like the guy. The guy says to give you a haircut, even Mechinim was also. You might say here it's Nicker, you're getting your haircut to cover Shabbos. It's past Friday, cover Shabbos. Even the Minchal Maila, the barbers are going, Mamish, too close to Shabbos over here. They're going on, why? Cover Shabbos. The Maisa is Mutter. That's Mangaram. The Chayodim, the grass, Kitzer, Mishmur passing away, not like the guy over here. That's one case, barber, very common, and everyone saw it this past Friday. The Minig is my like the Mishnah Berurah. Building upon this head to the something is nicker, look up at Shabbos is mutter. What does it mean nicker? It has to be nicker in the person or the pool that you're doing. In fact, the Shemir Shabbos will also, let's say it's not nicker in the person. It walks around, you see, Chabad. The example is, can a person wash floors in the building and get paid for it from Minchak Tanan onwards? People like having the building clean, look up at Shabbos. You usually do it Friday, and they try to get close as possible after Minchak Tanan to wash the floors. You're getting paid. Can the rabbi pay somebody to wash the floors in the building or in the shul close to Shabbos? Because over there, the pool, there's no hecky, come Shabbos, you don't see. You see, whatever, it's nice, but the covered Shabbos is not in the gavra, it's the pool that he did over here. The Shemir Shabbos is clear about washing a floor, maybe dafting the good for Odom Yavetter and not the pool that you're doing. I just looked around this farm, they seem to go to be Michael, what's a chilek? And then they. Everyone sees the guy doing the sponges. Everyone understands why they're doing it now. Friday afternoon is the cover Shabbos. They ever see the Kamer Yehuda, Yavi Oyma, Yaakov Yosef, or some Kabbalah, we've done that way also. It's nearly Koshit. It's Nikola cover Shabbos, the Maisa Tzmutter. A third example of being down, can you iron on Erev Shabbos? Again, Minchan onwards. So, right. Usually, iron clothing. So, Derek Lal, what happens? You know, each takes out a skirt, the guy takes out a shirt. And why are you ironing it for? It's cover Shabbos. Anything the cover Shabbos, Minchan onwards is Mutter. However, let's say a person takes out a stack of shirts from the laundry and wants to fold the clothing over here and wants to do it now because I have time now. So, chur, that's sitting down to iron 10, 15 shirts. That's the case of Krias. Chur, even though you're not getting paid for it, it's a piskat shubis, what's that? That means, again, from 440 onwards, most Noshim will not be ironing shirts for 440 onwards, a group of them. The only thing they're ironing is usually whatever's needed for Shabbos. But you have, but if, otherwise, things are not in the start of Shabbos. Chur, that's nichel getik Krias. Chur, there won't be any heter. Or anyway, same bracha. We'll get dirty again. We'll gain out of it. Not worth it. Get crushed anyway. Not kedai. But let's say a person has laundry in the washing machine and the isha wants to push the button. They declare, what is that? Come on, Yaakov Yosef is ketshuvas. That's all right. Pushing a button is not a bracha. Not kriyas over here. So you're not push the button. We're not switch machines to push the button. That's not nichal to get a kriyas. The nichal and onwards mice is not a problem. To a little bit of a smedish, you write divrei Torah. We're on the computer, you write your notes over here. Even in the case of Kfiyas, it says the Benesh Chai, very simple, Mokha Mitzvah. Maisa Tzmutter. Let's say a person who works for a place, who works in a Saviyad, working in some else's Divitari to go fix it up over here, then come along this farm, or carpings down, well, it depends what you're doing it for. If the Ikki is saying you're doing it in Y, is to make money. So we're looking at Lochan Simon Lamaches, the Be'er Lochan brings down about writing it Svarim or Tfilin, it goes after your Ikki Kavana. To be Ikki Kavana is for Parnasa, you won't have the head of Isik Mitzvah, Potim in the Mitzvah. So you want to have there from Minchal Milo. Minchal, in other words, Erev Shabbos. If the Ikka thing is, well, nice, you want to learn. Also, you get Panos out of it. A lot of people do that way also. for kavana for mitzvah myself be mutter. I get money, that's beside that, there won't be a problem. Now, sometimes, let's say your chashma blows, or things get messed up in the house, and you gotta get it fixed. We call it Shabbos. Come with a vazen, he says, the maestro first do by himself, or bechino, but the maestro, if he can't, I cannot pay for it. The maestro, why fix the chashma? You need to call it Shabbos. Now, come with a chodeshan discusses, let's say the moicher has a store open on Erev Shabbos. Now, usually you see the stores, most who knows the stores closed by 4:40. No problem. But in Gula, some odd reason, they go, some Yechidim stores go even past 4:40. Yechidim. Yechidim. What's the heter? Basically, number one, they're pragmatio. I don't be a lochan not too happy, Mitzvah Tanah, along with Prim Godim. Also, the Lechor, they're going to get the heter, Nikol, Kavod Shabbos. And it's very clear, anyone buying then, 4:40 always, Kavod Shabbos, you have Lechor, 2:7 at a time coming from. But let's say a person doesn't have the heter. Let's say he's doing something, this is selling it. Can you buy it? Come to the Chodeshon, he says. What? No,
you have to be
machmir. No, 4:40 onwards. Can you buy it? Speak it out. Come to the Chodeshon, he says, the Chor, for you to go buy it, there's no issue. This is the Meicher. He can be open. You eat tiny different together. All right. I'm all right going to the store. He's a Kvius. He's also. Except for me to go buy from him, different together, Messiah. Which the main afkamina is, is a taxi. These people over here, Maisa, are driving after 4:40, and they're doing mitzvah money. And any kavanah for Kavod Shabbos for you, can you go hire them? Can you take a taxi to the Kaisel? No, he said, well, can you take a taxi? Where are you going? What is the het exactly? I'm not clear. So you could say semuch and tashito. Anyway, same bracha. No real answer. Mishmuel has common price. Can you be choishish over here? And I said the Chodeshani, you have to worry about that, because when you take him, you're nichol get him misayah for him. The item seems to be lax about taking taxis. Maybe the same with the taz. Maybe the taxi driver is same with the shita. He doesn't know he's not Maurice over here. For him, maybe there's no ism misayah for the sugi misayah. He's going to drive around anyway. As the yachim is affecting it over here, what's going on over here. Maisa, they drive around after they're from your areas because they get more business over here. Maybe everyone stops to put up signs over here. Maybe they'll stop doing it. It's not that simple what exactly head to the taxi. Well, that's fine. He'll get the money now and lose the money somewhere else. It's his business, not your business. You should open over here.
What about a store that's only open on Friday?
So again, Lechora, the Torah term, Prachmati is Mutter. But see if anyone said Brach, says Beer Lachal. And second, usually it's Nick and Kavod Shabbos. What they're selling there is Lechora usually for Kavod Shabbos. And they would like a barber. And they put once on the once you record the guest, not the good for the person, but in the two they're doing over here, but you mutter. For Shabbos. Right, but it's the Kavod Shabbos. It's like a barber. If you hold the side of a barber, it's not definitely good for the person, the Klali is for Shabbos.
Only Shabbos is driving right before Shabbos. He's doing the
Kavod
Shabbos. He's getting to where he needs to
go. First, they go from 4:40 onwards, wherever you are. And second, well, they don't not doing it for that reason. I don't know what Kavod Shabbos
is. If the person is going, he's going to
They're doing a mitzvah money. Just like that, we see the spoke out Dumas Svarim that someone who fixes up Svarim, he has to do for the right kavona. He's not doing a Kavod Shabbos. What he's doing is usher. He cannot drive around. He's not doing a Kavod Shabbos. What he's doing usher. You have a question, you want to say, yeah. I have another question. Can you be a babysitter an easier time? A babysitter Erev Shabbos. I could be a babysitter Erev Shabbos. An hour before Shabbos, a lot of people are getting a babysitter. And last hour or two, 4:40, I'm getting a babysitter. So that includes your time because the girl knows she's doing it to help out the person who comes with Shabbos. Not in here, really. Again, Pragmatia. Pragmatia, the head of Masa Matin. It's a good question. I call Erev Shabbos, I think they'll get a mitzvah. Again, pay for it to Ikav. I'm paying, I don't think so. Let's call Erev Shabbos, get out of the house. But a babysitter, I know. What is a babysitter? Is that Nifilis or not? What?
Not
Shabbos. Don't say that. It says Pragmatia. It's more than that. That's how Vishal is coming from.
Have a Friday be worse than Shabbos.
No, about the law, again, is that a block and onwards being paid over here? You can't do block even not getting paid.
Friday, you can't be
babysitter
on Shabbos, you could.
On Shabbos, you're not getting paid, you're allowed to. On Shabbos, do certain things? Can you do that on Friday? Not getting paid. No, I can't do certain things. We'll be there too.
Well,
so
we need a tax driver.
There are a couple of cases. Oro. Let me think about what is a secretary? What is a babysitter? What is a tax driver? That's the Oro for the people here. Think about what exactly is that. Again, nickel code Shabbos should not be a problem.
Random things. The whole store is available.
Yeah, people but no, people not buying it usually. That's just a question. They,
there,
I can buy once they
there,
buy
there,
other
I'll
things.
Go, you buy other things.
I'm not sure. That's Ira already. The seller is there for Shabbos, and people buying things are Agav. That's Ira. No one came there to go buy those things. Come on, the Bialach of a big sound in our Sugyan Mishnah Aleph, that the Moin Am seems to have a mistake over here that they are being machshel in the Sugyan of Peres HaRosh. So I'd like to go through the Kitzer, we'll also get to Peres HaRosh, make it a little bit practical over here, of what the Mishnah is, and what the new signs going around the past couple of years, and the new Hashkoch in different stores over here, the old stores started having Hashkochs of Peres HaRosh. So, to go through the Sugya B'Kitzer, we have a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that says, Lois to keep a Pasuk, a person should not surround his head, and should not destroy the corners of his beard. Pasuk. So, again, it was sticking away only to the Peis HaRosh and not the Peis HaZaken. Shaving is not our Sugya. Discuss that afterwards if you want. Sugya Daka Peis HaRosh. First, the word Lisa Kifu, what does that mean? So Rashi types it means not to surround. Others say it means not to cut off or destroy. Others say it means to even out or to remove. Not much of an afmina what the taitrut is, different shot what the taitrut is. So we have over here the person that cannot remove his payas. So first, what is the word payas or payah? What does that word mean? So come along, the Gemara says, what's payas haroishoi? Gemara makis, the blood of the sugar payas. Gemara says, seif roishoi. The end of his head. So what does it mean? You should not surround the end of your head. So the way how the Bach brings down for the carbon iron, Rishon, he says over here, a person should not when make a hairline and make a circle around it. Cannot have a complete circle. Now the question is, you go over here, cutting off your pace, have a circle, but then in the back, you have hair there, close to your neck. So he speaks out on the carbon iron, and everyone knows you put your tefillin on top of your occipital bone. And over there, from your head to your neck, there's hair there that's connected, but Evatim is a natural hairline, and therefore you look at it, if there really is a hairline over there, the only thing it's blocking is your payas. So the way, again, the box of the carbon iron, you do have a hairline over here, you have a hairline over here, and the payas is blocking it. Do not take off your payas. Another way how the payas is, not the Ritva and the Suga in Yodei Kopei Aleph, is what he called a Chetz Eagle, a Bucha, class, kachbulo, he calls it the hairline means just half the head. So, shall it mean a hairline means the whole head or half the head? But basically, don't call for payas. A third malach for the word gemara means seif roshay. Come on the maral on this pasuk, and he says means the corner of your head. This is the end of your head because this one attaches your head to your beard. So the end of your head means this. This is the end of your head. So, we have three different pshat to what it means end of your head. They mean the whole entire hairline, half the hairline, or what connects your head to your beard. Now, we're connected to it. Now the question is, negate to pay us, you just have to answer six questions, and the sugya is very simple. Number one, you have to know how many hairs is the iser. Number two, you have to know how high up. Number three, you have to know how far down. Number four, how far out. Number four is how far in. And then the question is the length of the hairs. How long has to be? Those are basically six questions over here. Up, down, in, out, the amount of hairs, and the length of the hairs. First question, how many hairs do you have to leave over to not be over the Isser? So there's a Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The question is exactly what is the Girsa? Is it 4 or 40? That means Ritva, already the Chinuch says, the Rambam says, once you leave over 40 hairs, there's no Isser, not Darbon, not the Raisa. The way that some service says, where do you get the word 40 from? For should be, she says, Batsman, the shears, the Raisa 2, Darbon, Sugimar, I give it a get there of 40. The other gifts in the Rambam come with smak and smak, says you have to leave over four hairs, mean two and two. Basically meaning straight down, two, 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 two. What's your side? You should not surround your head. So once you left over two hairs at every level, you did not surround your head, because there's something blocking it. That's Pesham in the Rambam. So again, it's either Rambam two on every side, or 40, no problem. Therefore, the Rambam showing the smak brings down the loch we pass is four hairs, two and two. Or the Ritva, the Beni Ruchel, they pass, and they get over here is 40. At Sada Sheni,
4 or 40 side, or 2 and 2?
It's either 4, which is 2 and 2.
So it's 2.
Or 40.
It's not
40. 20,
it's not
40. 20. 40. No. 40 means 20. I'm not sure. That's why I didn't say that. I'm not clear. At Sada Sheni, the Smak comes and says, building your Shalmi, this is the Sefto. The Loch is any two Sires, the mice that you touch, you have in this derisa. If I care for the Rambam. That one says you leave over two Sires, then it's mutter. Come on, the smak says, any two sirens you cut off, you're even this deraisa, It says Numa Sarchoinim built upon this. Chetshir Osim Torah. There even one Sarah, even Isler Isolir. Therefore, if you read the Bialoch by us, he's saying very clearly. Now, the Bialoch, first of all, on the Gerit Tepeyas, he has a saying about the Bialoch, the kids over here. He has a saying called Nidcha Yisol, the writing to the Americans in America. The saying of Mach Nisol, writing to the Russian army. The saying called Tferes Odom, the glory of the Peyas of a person. All four, he brings down the same words. The words are very clear. Call Roich Vasar Shemokam Zer, any place, the length of the width of a hair of hair, Loitigim Yad, no place. Why? Shall call B'chal Peyas Roish. That means Kemal Mishrune Paskins, and those are the words of the Mechabim Kof Pei Aleph, words of the Chokh Mazadim, Lavor Shapaiskim, we pass the Chumun like the smack. The Locha is, do not touch any two hairs of your Peyas, you're even Isteraisa, and again, even one hair should be also Isteraisa. That's Aleph. The one, so how many hairs? The Locha is very clear, any two hairs. Second now is how high up? Where exactly Peyas start? That means the Yeshiva thinks this is Peyas. Then the sugya has a height to it. So come on, tomorrow.
Two saras, what's height? There's no height. Two saras at the finish.
But where? Where's two saras? Maybe if it tells two saras over here, there's no problem, right? So this is Peyas?
No, not the Yeshiva, it's not. Start the Yeshiva drum.
So also two straight down, wherever it is.
Two,
straight down. Two, straight down.
The size not.
No, it's not, yes, it's a motor. You can cut it off the whole, cut around, no problem. Yeah, you could not surround the head. Or it's a kifu. What's a kifu? The second thing is how high up. So, come along the Gemara, it's the same question. But is it safe for Rosh Hashanah? Where exactly is it? Again, the whole plot. The Gemara says, there, Mashu Stav, Lachur Ozer Pat Chosay. Someone who has a temple, the temple's over here, temple bone, who makes even from his forehead to his ear. That means you take your forehead, you make a line straight down. That's definitely the getter of being how high up. Now, the question here, what does that mean, your forehead? Where exactly is it? So, Shimon Tomer? So, basically, the words of the Yakutano, okay? So, it's fine.
Yeah.
The words of the Yakutano is something called a vinkel, something called a corner. I look at him, there's a corner right over here.
Right.
There's also a corner over here.
Right.
So which corner are you referring to? You go straight down this way, or go straight down this way? So you read the Yakutana, he has grace of wrinkles and plenty of wrinkles. Big ones, tall ones, and short ones.
Which is newest?
Which one are you referring to over here?
Which is the grace, which is the...
The grace is the higher up. So you read him, but partially saying from the higher one. And then when the numbers that for him say, and therefore the signs go up, they say from the higher one, you make the line straight down. Maiso, if you go that way, you look around, the certain chassidim who actually shave off everything, it's not that simple. When they go a little bit down, they're coming into this area. It's a problem. And then when they have signs against them, there's a problem over here. Maiso, the first, we have one side that's Yakutano, and there's the same of Kol Peyas Kalocha. Others go this way. Outside of Shani, nothing of real, chassidisha. You'll see he has a picture in his book, and he says, yeah, the vinkel over here. So the Bnei Shiva says it's over here, very simple. And there was them, but Maisa, that's the real Chassidisha, says over here, one question. Take a second question over here. Take a second question over here. When it says over here, Letzad Ha'izen, goes towards your ear, where exactly is it towards the ear? So there's a Sefer Lishchoi Tidrushu. He come along and he has a picture that this type of drew based upon the Chaznish, and he says it goes to the middle of the ear. And therefore, Belki says from Yaakov Kamenetsky, they get it to the middle of the ear. And therefore, numerous signs go up. They say, where do you draw the line? From this corner to this over here, you make the line straight down. Anyone who goes and shaves over here, go over here, they have signs, even is the right side, two sides, even is the right side.
What's the middle of the ear? The ear lobe or the top of the ear?
The top of the middle of the ear. Outside of Shani. Top middle of the lobe. The middle, right over here. We'll show pictures afterwards. Atzad Hasheni, the same called Peyas Kalocha. He has over 350 pages just on Peyas Harolish. Not sorry, Peyas Shazakim. I called him up. He lives in Moreau. Doesn't speak any English. Maisa, he come along and he has 5 pages that says anyone who says this idea that goes to the middle of the ear does not know it will be the sugur. Says the get is a temple. The temple stops in front of the ear over here. He says Ya'ayin the Chavnish the stipler. So you get the original picture. You look at the picture like that's what I understood. You look at the picture. You don't see anywhere. That this sign that went up there 40 years ago, and anyone keeps following it, That's not. Yeah, they argue how do you read a picture the stipler drew. It's machlokes pshat in the drawing over here. And he said, "Bandi, get the mice over here." So it comes out the bnei yeshiva, the mice don't really make a difference. They're very mach when they go from here to over here. And then when they strike against those who shave in these areas.
What's that? You said
he
to go around?
You've
just been around.
Oh, so making around is an al-siddur shabbat. Al-siddur, hiddur mitzvah. No, halacha.
It's only a straight line.
Halacha, the Gemara says, is mashra straight line. Yonim, concepts, hiddur. But the straight line. The maestro, take out the naked reel, and you see this book, he has a safe on also shaving. So it says, very clear, you come from here. Was the front of the temple, from the front, it's all there. That's to make the line. Fine. We'll continue with you.
Okay.
Fine. Thanks. Say. So came out over here. We discussed again how many years two sarias. We discussed how far we over here the line is. Machlokes. We discussed over here is machlokes. Fourth question over here. They get now to the bnei yeshiva. So we were fucking not seeing them. Let's be fucking the bnei yeshiva over here. First, we have the words of the Mishnah Berurah over here. It says, how far down do you go? Well, how far down? So the words of the Bialocha, l'mata min ha'ezen, you go underneath the ear, makom shalechi ha'tachton, you have a jawbone, like the lower jawbone, yoytzi misparid, goes out. So let's go to the under your ear. So, yoytzi misparid, where's your lower jawbone jut out? Over here. So peyas, the literal Taish words should be, over here. Right? I guess it's Bialocha. That's a simple word. Before you tear it, the Taisha words.
The Matamil Isin.
Right, underneath it. Welcome to Lechi Attack the Yatim is buried. Right? Nosson Gachetner has a shuv about it. He says that's Taisha words. So, where the Bialocha comes from? So you look up the Sugi and Makis and Nafchof. Over there, it's Rivon. That means Rashi passed away, Nafi Chesna Mays. Rivon took over. His son-in-law took over for the sugyo, and that's the words of Rivon, who being down that way, the Mechaber. These are words of the Mechaber. The words of Lavush, the words of Chachmas Odom, the words of the Kitzer. They all say these words, L'matim no'ezen, mokum shalechi atakti yu'itzim esparit. So now, so we took here the Hasidim, their issue. So us, the words sound like should be lower down over here. So what exactly are we doing? So first, there are other Rishonim, there's a Ritva in the sugyo, and there's a Korban Aron, again, the Rishonim. The way the Ritva brought down by the Beis, and the Korban Aron brought down by the Bach. They say the Gedder is very simple. Look at Noshim, look at Ketanim. Because what do Noshim and Ketanim have? They have only a Peis of the Rosh, they don't have Peis of Zokin. So whoever that ends by them must be, that's Peis of Rosh. Anything that continues that only men have is Peis of Zokin. So first, the Ari Shem speaks out clearly. The Gedder is what connects one to another. When men start growing, must be Zokin, can't be Peis of Rosh. So do have Rishonim that way. The question, Bill Meister, the words of the Machaper, Vosh Chachmas Odom, and the Bialocha over here, and into the Americans, and into the Russian army, he writes it first, all the rights he gets is, Machim Le'ezim. So first, those one time, that's the words of Mishnah Berurah, means over here that even by when I'm in the bonus, I'm saying the bonus where you open, close your mouth, that's exactly where the place over here is. Now, and that's, the one side of Pshad the Machaper, do a Yatzel the Shuvah that way, the Moshe goes that way, that's the get over here. The Chodashani says that's the Ikaway. When the Chodashani wants to answer, when it says Lamatim in the Oizen, someone said either means Lamatim with the Yainu or Taino, in the Matim from the top of the Oizen. But when the Chodashani wants a Taino, from the doctors, Lamatim in the Oizen from the whole of the Oizen. The whole, with the whole is. Two different ways to take over. The rise to this, they want a Taino that even the Mechab agrees to it, again, that's not the Porsche Taichwoods over here, is first look at the Rivon itself. The Rivon has the Devamaskal Lamatim in the Oizen when it comes out. The Devamaskal beforehand, twice the Rivon says it, once in Tavchof, once in Tavchof Aleph. The Devamaskal beforehand, he writes, where exactly is the place? He writes with Mishaber Zum Mitzad Zum Mitzad O'Ezim Lefonov. The side of the Ezim in front of it. The next Devamaskal says Tavchof O'Ezim. So it has to say the Tzad of the Ezim Lefonov. Same thing in Tavchof Aleph, he says, where exactly is it? The Gemara of Rav Sheshi is, where is it? We don't know where it is. Also, Rav Sheshi is the same question. Where is the Peis? Then Rav Sheshi says, Bei Pirkei D'Reisho. What does that mean? Explains Rivon, where a temple connects the bone underneath it. Where is that? That's over here. So Rivon, right before and says the getter is over here, and the next one says the taxman oizen. So it means the high up area. That's one raya that comes from Rivon itself. A second raya, the mechaber in Sif Tes says the taxman oizen. The mechaber in Sif Aleph starts off, where exactly is it? He says, Sefer Rosh, Mok Mechibur Alech Mimin L'Smol. Where it connects one to another. That's on the side. The Torah, he says, also, what pshat? He brings on Rashi. I said over here, where is it? By the sides. Said the Beisheshi with Rashi. So Pirush has no Rashi boss on Nachov. Says, no, Beisheshi the Rashi in Nachov. Rivon, which he's saying is the sides over here. Boy, the ritual that's brought down by the Beisheshi says it means where the kids are. And the Beisheshi usually has Machloik, it's not saying Rashi argues. The Kabbalah that's brought down by the Bach, not saying Rashi argues. I mean, the all the saying Rashi means over here. So we have five different rites that come along, Taina Pshat in Rashi. And the Rashi has a whole share about bringing down different Rashis. It's over here, the ghetto over here is by the bone, you open, close your mouth. That's the share over here. Now, just to be fair, you look among the Svarim. They come along, they have five different sheets of what Pshat Rashi over here is. Again, one is exactly open, close your mouth. Where you hold the ear is, by the bone, you open and close it, where the lower jawbone goes. The Meyosha, Meir Arik, he says where it's not where the hole is, but the bottom area over here is. The fourth area, Kamlo Chaznishin, says until it's connected. That's a Chaznishin sheet over here. The way how others bring down from the Pasadcho and the Ashwal Taina, see, here his ear is not connected. You want to say untaxalizin, where until where the lobe ends. And then we have Noshka Chetra, says, no, he's over here, like Rashi. So you take out the books, you go through the Sigya, they'll have dot, 500 ears, what exactly Pshat in the Bialacha by us is. Maisa, the minute seems to be that we go where the bone of here is. Maisa, Rajman discusses over here, he says where exactly the bone, what the shear is the main, name of his tape is called Averis that don't pay. Not worth it. You go drop high in this Raisa, drop lower in the Maisa, it's motor. So it's always not kedai to go so high because where exactly is the shear, it's not clear. Kamal Moshe wants to say that the reason why people go so high, the shear is negated to cotton. A person has the right maybe to go after himself when he was a cotton. That means he knows when he's a cotton, when they're high up. Once the Mulamid's chus, maybe you go after, I think you go after your cotton, your cuddle, has a shear. That's Nichol Gedder of a Zakin over here. So far, so we have the Gedder of how far down, 500 sheetahs. Maisa, the loch is, we go by the bone. Where the bone is exactly, go a drop more to make sure you're covering it. Now the question is, once you have a shear, let's say you go with the Rivon shear, that's a simple reading, meaning over here. How far out do you go? You make those boots. Let's say the Chaznish over here. Right, so then you go like this. Right, they call it the boot, right? So how far out do you have to go over here? Right, you go a little farther underneath here. How far do you go out over here? So come along the Pesavik Pes Kalocha, and again he brings rise to it. He says the side over here is that, where's the temple end? Temple end by the eye socket. So nicely, he's discussing the Geir to Chassidim. They don't have a problem over here. I'm discussing the kids have hair over here. So you want to tell that, can kids cut off the hair over here, what's above the eye socket? Maybe it's still part. Let's take the shears over here. Go down. So you have hair over here. You can cut it. You tell that anything that's above the eye socket is not in the Geir to Temple. That means he makes a line in his book. He makes a line straight up and cut over here. No problem. He's going to get the lift to do the same thing. Straight down, should be no problem. But where exactly is the eye socket versus temple? So far you just take out the skull books, pictures of your skull, you figure out exactly where to draw the line over here. That's exactly where you draw the line. You don't have to make the thing all the way around over here. You can stop wherever the eye socket of the mice is. I can sit down. Next thing. Now, the sixth question over here is to get to the length of the ears. How long does it have to be? To get to your payas. So again, we have a sugya, a makis. The Gemara says, negate to pass zikonim, says you might think the locha you cannot use a scissor. The locha is no loisashkas. So it does not be a scissor. The Gemara says, if it's a loisashkas, you might think you lose a malak to do it in the case of a tweezer, kadaima. The Gemara says, loikalechu. Come on, the Gemara says, negate to your beard over here, the locha is kiluach shiit by ashkoso. What is that? The case of a tire, of a razor. So just be clear, we have three things. Misprayim ke'in tar, and tar. So locha negate over here is right here, the only thing that's osir is a case of a tar. Misprayim ke'in tar is motor, misprayim mais is motor. The question is negate your peyes haroish, is that the same sugya or not? Do we make a hekesh, peyes hazokin to peyes haroish? We don't make a hekesh. Kamung the Rambam, he has a hekesh, he says the same locha, here's tar. Whatever is motor over here is motor over here. Look around, Birkin 19 Rishonim went this way. Asad Hasheni, Baruch Luka seems to be the Rosh. The Rosh says we have no makor for this Hekesh. He said the get over here is Tar. Here, Bisparim ke'in Tar. And therefore, the 16 Rishonim went this way. So I think 19 verse 16 or Bachelet or Shuffle is to get over here tar by Yepes Arosh Mesparim Ka'in tar. Now when it's sad to be mach Mesparim Ka'in tar din Rabbon or din Deraiso, there are those who call it sad to be mach Mesparim Rabbon Be'iri or Cheschaim or Tam Lekolboy. Now those go this way. The Maisi read the Bialoch by us, he calls it the Achshashash Deraiso. That means to get the Mesparim Ka'in tar Machlek Shushat in the Rosh Rabbon Deraiso, but it's time to get over Deraiso. How? We'll explain it. But first, how do we pass in Mesparim Ka'in tar or tar? Which one? 19 verse 16. Come on the Mechaber. Mechaber is very clear into Kufay Aleph, Yerdeh, and Sif Gimel. He says, Ein Echayv Ela Betar, Aleph. V'yesh Oysim Mesparim Ka'in tar. V'yesh Lochosh Lidivayim. V'choshosh. You should be choshosh. That became a Mechaber. It says, V'choshosh. V'choshosh Mesparim Ka'in tar. Who says these words? The Bialoch by us. Bialoch is very clear. He says, some of the Sar Mamish, the Amishan Klal, Yish Bezek Shash Deraiso, Aliva Kapon Kasas Mekas. What's the word Shash Deraiso? I mean, Chosh over here, the Gedim is Praim Kain Tar, the Tar the Maisa is also M is Praim Kain Tar. That means what Biloch is saying, Yish Bezek Shash Deraiso, that's because even Miss Praim Kain Tar the Maisa is also. Now the question is, what does that mean, Miss Praim Kain Tar? Obvious question. Tar is also here, Miss Praim Kain Tar the Maisa is Mudru. Over here, it's also Grimachmer Shash. What is Mesparim Ka'in Tar? So, it's a machlokes among the Rishonim. The Sugya in Nozer, Tosfos Daf Lamata says, what's Mesparim Ka'in Tar? It comes to the Taishet. He says, Sh'uika Aseya Me'ikaroi, you uproot from its source, from Mashkus Minashoyes Ka'in Tar, and you destroy from its Mamish is Shoyish, Mamish like a Tar. That means the end of the day, Mesparim Ka'in Tar and Tar look exactly the same. Tosfos says, Mesparim Ka'in Tar looks like a tar. Mesparim Ka'in Tar looks like a tar. The words of, get that. The words of the Rosh over there, he says, you remove kol hasar. Remove everything that's Mesparim Ka'in Tar. Now, how do you do that with a case of a scissor? So, if you have a surgical scissor that goes not, our scissors go one top of another. But the surgical ones go at level. And they were cut at level. So, it does an act of tar. Well, that's pshat over here, that tumah, a surgical scissor that cuts at level, that same thing does an act like a tar, but when you're using a case of a scissor, Mesparim Ka'in Tar, the Maisa, that's one's ulcer. Coming the pre-shot, it says, what does it get, Mesparim Ka'in Tar? And shiyah cholok, until it's smooth. Pre-shot, right, it's smooth. The words of the Bach, what's together, when it says, some club sarli gamri, with nothing there, that's also more than vadashari. Burtam adashach, more than some of the bustle gamri, the Maisa's water. The words of the Chachmas of them, one's an Osir, Loi Mishayah Kulum, leave over nothing. Again, well, I forget to it, but again, the Rosh and Taish are saying that when you leave over nothing, it's Mesparim Ka'in Tar. The words of Kitchen Aruch, Loi Mishayah Kulum, Mesparim Ka'in Tar. Aruch HaShulchan, leave over Mashu, it's Mutter. Kamal of Yalocha by us, and in Tres Odom and Chesel, the words are very clear. The Ein Mishayah Klal, that's a problem. Shashtaraiser. You leave Akaponin Ksas from the Ksas. I was telling them, Moinam. Not telling the Gedolim of Paiskim what to go do. Telling them, Moinam, you know, Akaponin Ksas from the Ksas and Mashu? No problem. I'm telling them, Moinam, you feel something, you have a stubble over there? No problem. Where's the Chavetz Chaim? Now the question is, so what's Tai? What's Mishra and Kain Tai? So one you do to Kamal from Moisho, he says the side of a Tai is that what is cutting it? The two ways of cutting things. You can either cut it with the sharpness of the blade. And by a mile, it's cutting to the sharpness of the blade. A sheikh is the sharpness of the blade. A scissor is not that. It's due to what Moshe calls teichin, called the pressure of the blade. Take two things, push one against the other, the pressure. Take any two things, you push hard enough against each other, it cuts. So what exactly is cutting it? If it's the tar, the sharpness of the blade, that's what came on to ask by your face. Mesparim Ka'in Tar, is the same level, Mashai Klum. The look over there is when you do it with the pressure of the blade, one versus another, the mice, that's a situation where it's usher on your face. Akaponic success, the mice is mutter. Which are not discussing the sugya of shaving. Lachora, these are shining in place, but obviously not shaving. According to, right, because over here the ghetto is Mesparim Ka'in Tar or mattering nothing, certainly we're mattering it. Just to use a case, that's a shaver, an act of a Taifan act. That's the Maisa, one malach over here. There is another way to say the difference between a tar and Ka'in Tar. If Hanan said over, the case of a tar, when you cut it against the grain, It takes your hairs with the pores and pushes it together, and the hair comes out. And then when you cut the razor, it goes over the hair, and when they leave go, it opens up, it goes below level. We take a scissor, there's no pressure over there, it cuts at level. So one's at level, one's below level, but at the end of the day, your nice, there's nothing there. Another way of saying the chilim tarik ain't tarik. But it's very clear, what does it get over here? According to Tosfos and Rosh, wrote down with the Prisha, Chochma Zadim, the Kitzer, and those who are being machmir have a hard time to answer these rayas. They have to answer Tosfos, they have to answer the Prisha, Chochma Zadim. They're very clear, if you have anything there, the mice, it's mutter. I said the shiny, that's not what the signs are coming up with. Right? They're coming with size 2. What's going on over here? It's not a shiny, they're coming from a different avenue. There's a Mishnah in Nida, Adaptum Vez. It says, two Cyrus. Mishnah, they said, what's the shear of two Cyrus? They get it to Paradumo, they get it to Sugar of Tsaras, they get it to Sugar of a Cholmachim. Cholmachim says the Gemara means a case of Bar Mitzvah. What's the shear of two Cyrus? The Mishnah brings down three different sheetahs, either Klei Loch of Rosh L'Ikon, you bend back the hair to its source. Or the second mile chabloza, kidei liquids with tziporin, either grab with your nails, or kidei shinitilis with zog, take it with a scissor. The Gemara paskins kulam lechumro, therefore the oim says over, the getter is kidei loch of roshal ikon, the shear of two sarah, that's what we call the getter of a sarah. What is a sarah? What's the shear of a sarah be called a sarah? Kidei loch of roshal ikon, you bend back to its source. Come on, the halacha negate to nozer. Come on, the Rambam by nozer and says over there the getter by nozer every breeze is misprime keintar. That means the negator your pace rosh machlokes rosh versus the Rambam. The getter nozer the Gemara says the getter misprime keintar. What is misprime keintar by nozer? Says the Rambam loch of rosh leikroy. That means where did we get the getter of loch of rosh leikroy by the case of by the shear of Cyrus? It's a Rambam. By Nozer, the funny misprayim ke'ein tar. It's a Rivash over there, it's a Miri over there. Building upon this, come along with Kiv'eger, which shows Naf Beis, and some Seif and Shuvo, and says, let's take the Rambam, that had misprayim ke'ein tar by Nozer, put it by the Rosh, by Peis HaRosh, and therefore, come along, and we have the Shir right now, by Peis HaRosh, that we said misprayim ke'ein tar. We then can't put the, it's not the Rambam Shita, because what's the Rambam Shita? By Rosh, Peis HaRosh, it's tar. That means you're taking the Rambam by Nazar to the Rosh of Peis HaRosh and say that's going to get a lot of Rosh of Ikri. That's where the signs are coming from. Then they point out we have Ikri, 40 different Rishonim by Peis HaRosh. Not one of them says Loch of Rosh of Ikri. No one. It's a Nazar by the Rambam by the Rosh. So number one, to Mefakri, one is Mahalach. They point out there's not one Rishon. Number two is, what should be the difference over here? They point out very simple. Negeta, they are para duma, negeta, sigam, negon, the dearest Cyrus. Negeta, peis rosh, loisa kifut, not even out the area. Once not fully destroyed, once you have something there, kalponic sas, nexas, it's not sakifut, it's not surrounded, it's not evened out. By nozer, it's the sigam of Cyrus. Over there, they want time, it's a get, also, who said you have a right to take guluach? They get over here. There's no such thing over here. So therefore they come along and they tie to the chiddush. You have to understand that the chiddush of Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer. They took a Rambam by Nozer, which is not the Rambam Shita, because the other by Peis HaRosh is Tar. I put it in the Rosh, which the Rosh doesn't hold of either, because the Rosh holds Mishai nothing. Take the two together, which neither one holds of, and they came along, we have a Shia Loch Rosh HaMikri. Now, just what is a Shia now of Loch Rosh HaMikri? Now let's take that Shia that the signs come up with. Let's, what does it mean practically? Step by step. The first, the Matthias is, you go, I went over to Eddie's and he showed me the machines over here. And he told me there's a size 1, a size 2, and a size 3. A size 1 is 3 millimeters, a size 2 is 6 millimeters, and a size 3 is 9 millimeters. What is 1? So 1 really means 1 week's growth. That's what 1 is. A 2 is 2 weeks' growth. 3 is 3 weeks' growth. That's why it's called 1, 2, and 3. Now in English, one is 3 millimeters. That's 1/8 of an inch. A 2 is 2/8 of an inch. Now, what is the shear loch of Rosh Meikroy? The Gemara Nozer writes the shear loch of Rosh Meikroy is 1 week's growth. That's what Gemara writes. 1 week's growth. That's Gemara already. No. 1 week's growth. Now, if so, what should the shear be? Negate to go to barber if you want to take on the chum of some type of the signs come up with that meisel. That seemed to minig mitzvah. Open the yeshiva. Say the halacha loch of Rosh Meikroy. So the same Brisk Levi says you take a 1. Rosh Tumach and the Tiglach of the mitzvah writes no technically should be 1, but maybe a drop different. This push higher, but that. So we get a two. Other than Yisrael Yashiv, Don Feinstein, Rabelski, they come along and say, yeah, fine, we'll get a two. So that means you have to realize we're technically should maybe be a one. Maybe everyone grows a drop differently. Maybe you push a little bit too hard over here. I'm not sure why. So then we get a case of a two over here. So it comes out that the signs over here, again, with the pictures, they come along to be very machmer on top. They also be machmer in the size two over here. And they also write the signs, don't use a scissor around the ear. So I'm not sure how to say enough to use a scissor when a lot of scissors is mutter, because a scissor might cut below the size of two, which scissors is mutter. I'm sure Kain Tah is also. I'm not sure how the signs after the scissor, which is mutter. They say don't use a scissor around, don't use it around the ear. Now, what they're being machmer, again, everyone here has payas. They're telling you to really trim around the ear. That itself is not that simple. Maybe the ear is fine. It means the front of the ear, not on top of the ear. Not to use a scissor on the chum de kashir, which you take on a two, which is not really a one, which the Rishonim Pesukim don't really have a makar for. What's the chum de kashir? Let's try to explain the math, how far the to be makel. I have a reason over here. Avadu, everyone knows what we do.
Who
sits to the end of the ear? It's either middle or front.
No.
Now, coming out number one, to stand to be mekel, that means sometimes you walk in. I walked in shul for a night, and you see some people who are. Question is to make machos against certain people who are very close. Let's call it Bennett's haircut. That means a body known here is going to be Bennett, right? But everyone knows what Bennett is, and if you want to get a haircut like Bennett, you got problems. Fine. But the maisa, is there something to tell a person that people are, I've seen people go make machos and embarrass people. Another problem is their eyesight. That's no Shiloh. Kola days is that's from a cop sukkim in the Torah. How many times? Four or five times? That's klor. Go to a person, tell him, you know, in shul, I could go do that.
Let's
step by step. Number one, according to Rambam, with the Imei, the Maaseh there's no problem. Okay, it's tired. Number two, according to the Rosh, with the Imei, the Maaseh no problem. And built upon that, I cannot find that one Rishon who took the Yisrael Loish Meikroi to Shia Peis. Number three is that we always can start the Rambashita, the Shia's 40 Cyrus, or 4 Cyrus. Rambashita already. Number four over here is the whole idea of Shranka ain't tired, because it's on Achleikus. I think the Iker is, who's Mekel? It's a Prisho, it's a Bach, it's a Shach, it's a Chayodom, it's a Kitzer, it's a Chavetz Chaim, boss. It's a Kaponik Sass from Nexas. Kaponik Sass from Nexas. Now, right by us to be a loch, akaponic sas nexas. Loy mishaya klau akaponic sas nexas.
What number is it, sas nexas?
Oh, so great question. So I gave a shiur about this about 8 years ago, and they put up signs against Eddie and the signs against me. I knew I made it by then, they put up signs against me. Fine. So. So what was the time there? Because Eddie was using a wild peanut, a trimmer, around the ear. And then I tied against him, and he can't do it, Osa Gomer. So I went to the store with a bunch of Tamil Chachamim, and I told Eddie, take the peanut and go to the guy's face. To a guy called Sroka. We asked him, take his face and go on the beard. I think we used to spank his tires over here. And do as hard as you can. Like, no, I can't do rabbit. No, over here, not over here. So he took the trimmer that they put the sign against. He pushed as hard as he can on his face. And then it was the last. Then I took the guy's face. And one of the people made signs over here, the best, all these different signs. I asked him, is this against the Chavetz Chaim? Either they said no, or they didn't want to answer me. And they told me Eddie's trimmer is broken. So I told them, bring in any trimmer that you want. I challenged them. Now, one person took up my challenge. I said, this is, again, you can feel it, you can see it. I took out a false rocker, the hair was black like yours. Blonde hair is very hard. The guy's face like yours. It's very clear. Now, why? Because this trim over here, what they're doing, the wild peanut, is 0.5 millimeters, with the etchum left behind, oh, it's called a 000, which is 1 day's growth. That means I know they have signs against the Hasidim over here, that they use a zero over here, and mice, they go too much over here, too much over here, and they mamash, the pop signs, blocks in the air, the Hasidim live over here. But mice, so they got the Chavetz Chaim. They got the Shach, they got the Bach, they got... Now, what issue is against them?
What machine did he have?
Oh.
He had a better machine than us?
Oh, he's trying again. Again, he's telling about Moin Am Akaponic Sass and Nexas. Now, do they use a scissor?
No,
it's Tar. So that's a great question. Actually, they do have a machine that there's a safer by Pfeiffer. Has the machine he's referring to? I go look at the Sefer. He has a picture of the machine they're referring to. It's called a safety. They were using something called a safety razor. A safety razor is Kain Zer. Does it get a razor? And that means when he wrote in the Sefer oil of Chetzi oil, he's asking that. When he wrote that against a certain machine he shred against. So somehow Rav Kopp came along and said him into Ephes or Chetzi Ephes. So we went to every person with the word all of Chetzi oil comes to the word Ephes. You just change the words and they put up a sign against everybody because he has a couple of time. And went to any we checked everywhere. And went to a stomach that doesn't have the words mean a couple of time. So yeah, you change the words a couple of time and then you have signs against everyone, against the machines they're using. On the mice again, so I went over to Rav Ades. He has a picture, he has a safe over here, and he has the how far and the shear of the Chometz Chaim. And I asked him, I met him in Pesach, Chometz Chaim, I asked him, he says, Taka, he doesn't know why he decided to. I can only ask people, I went over to Berkowitz, he says he had to make it two. I asked him, no, why? He told me, you can't find any Rishon like that, one Rishon. Like, you know the look, yeah, I know the look. You can find that one Rishon. I see this problem, have this problem, he says, he doesn't know, this is a Taka, it's not paid Shulchan Aruch. No one said the word Loch of Urchim Ekroi. Now again, this is Shulchan Aruch over here. No one said the word Loch of Urchim Ekroi. There's nobody on the page. There's a Shaf, there's a Taz over there, there's a Peskashuva. No one says those words over there. Save the Barta Bom. Yitzhak Dov Feinstein says, yeah, technically, Cheshman Shmoy should mean Mutter. Except, maybe, there's something there, so let's go size 2. And I got from being Mutter to being size 2. Make it should be Mutter. So, again, what? No, you have some type of mikvah. Yeah. So it's again, avado.
Is this
year
going to be on
the machine? No, I'm just being practical here. Avada, everyone to have achbolik sas. We don't do that. Why? Because we want our payest. We want to show we have payest. Not coming to be used to the ikadin. We're not just machmir b'nei machmir, mahadrin b'nei mahadrin. And avada, we have at least a size 2. And avada, we walk in a barber and tell a barber. And now they have all these barbers have Ashkochas are there, and they're working on Ashkochas, and all the barbers are being taught to size 2, and that's a vada what we do 100%, 1,000%. However, to make a macho against the chassidim over here, to make a macho the more people who are working on the Yahadus, and about their closest they have over here, we love them, we care for them, and they go like the Chometz Chaim. Leave them as is, the mice over here. A lot of them leave them as is, that's poshut. They're lalochon with mahadrin. We don't make a machal against people who do it fine lalochon. But that's not what we do. Us personally. Avad, I'm being very clear. Don't walk out of here and say, I tell everyone to go a size 1 or a chponic sas and a ksas, you have a stubble over there. Avad, we get a size 2. That's all the signs of Kaku Kubal Klaes over the past 50 years, 40 years. That's what we do. But to mavayish a person in shul Friday night, but we assume there is a. Or even Bitsina and Bimoratim when he's not holding there. Even when it is holding there, there's other things some other person do, you keep quiet. You do not say not one word to a person. Nothing. Zero. It's not worth it, not Kedai. And Pashas, you are wrong. So the mice, we leave it as is. To make it, it's asking the better question. The question is for Kert. Can you even pull out one here? Pull out one here. Let's ask a Kasha and the Ilum over here. I mean, fine. This going down high up, what we send the Chon, why can I don't think anyone uses less than 000? They have always have one day growth. They always have something there. And every trimmer, people make my clothes against using trimmers. Again, Medina is water, we don't use trimmers. We don't use even a scissor around here. Why? Because Captain Logan. Science came out past 10 years, you don't even use a scissor. Maisa, can you pull out of here? So first, pull out of here over here. Come on the Earthener, the Sugyo, Amar Mshik, the Chaschinah says, the idea of Malachi Rehendi is only water over here by the beard. Pulling out one here over here, you're even Issa der Isa. Two is there is a Khashid also Matara. Mr. Isa. If so, can you come repay us? Can you come repay us? Yeah, you watch as you can. Can you come repay us? Come on the Kiwager and the Gilin Shuas that base. He says we know this Gemara Shabbos, Gemara knows it says when you call me here, sick rich take out here. Can you come repay us? So Kiwager, Sorach in the Dinoi. How can you come and pay us? Maisa, some Sefer is brought down. That is on the page of Shulchan Aruch. They bring it up with Rebbe Nachman Adler, Piskachu brings it down over here. He says, the Maisa, the Minik Simechel, why it gets involved in Edmund Skavin, Sigresh Lenichlei, maybe the Rambam, the Sigis Dav Katar, maybe you have over here Dav Kat 40 Cyrus or 4 Cyrus, makes it through him. Maisa, we leave it as is. We have a Chaznish, the Pastor's way, Liashbo's way. Maisa, that Maisa, we're done with Chatzim Mechel. What? What?
Only
in Nuzi,
it's not
Nuzi. Where? Not by pace, not anywhere. We had to have to get to my pace. That's a better question. The Maaseh makes you make a loaf. The Maaseh came out. We had six questions. Number one, how many Sarius? Two Sarius. Number two, how high up? Make a line from the temple, from the forehead to behind the ear. How far down? The Maaseh, the minik seems to be, we tell the bone, Avada Machma Tala Bracha, we should go further down. Maaseh, everyone over here, Avada should go further down. At least when you're teenagers, we thought everyone looking, everyone's talking about us. We get older, we realize no one talks about us, no one cares about us. The only one who maybe looks at us is our wife. Our wife would not know if it's different 1 millimeter further down, 2 millimeters further down. Maaseh, you have it further down, that's the correct
term. It's fine, that's what the tire.
You want to look like a yid. You want to look like a yid. How far out? You go until the eye socket. How close to the ear? The shell is the middle of the ear, the front of the ear. By your payas? Yeah. For women? No. Some of the questions like Charles says, ask Loyobash. That's the second. The difference is good. That's true. It's Kofay Alf, Kofay Mays, next to Mishkan Aruch. Different part. The length of the Maisa, the halacha is Achapon Ksas Maksas, Mulun Amashai Klum, the Maisa Mikhs, we have a number two over here. Maisa, at the end of the day, the signs and the Hiddishaboy and the Mahajan that came out the past 5 years, they're going around to every store trying to give an Ashkoch for free in the stores, and the store right over here has Ashkoch on it, and he's being told exactly what to go do. And don't tell the barber, even though the sign says this, don't do this, follow the signs, they're wonderful, they're doing. The Mahir Bnei Mahir, Tak Mizrach Bnei Mahajim Bnei Mahajim.
Well, nice. So, what was done on Mina?